I would rock him and I'd walk the floor with him and just kept up for weeks. And finally, well, I guess most every mother's had this experience with one child or another. And they would say, oh, that child just has colic all the time. But a lot of times it's just pure hunger. And that was what it was with my son. Finally, we got the right formula for him, for his food, for his milk. And well, he was just a happy child then and just slept all through the night. And I was well pleased.
I know you were. Now, how many children did you have?
Just had one.
You had one. And what
son.
Does he do now?
He's a medical doctor.
Wonderful. Right here in Jackson, right?
Yes.
Well, that's great. All right. Now, as we, since you had one little boy, and we, when we think, sometimes children are spoiled and some are not, but when we say, when we refer to a child as being spoiled, we say when he grows up, you might say he'll have his troubles. Do you think a spoiled child will grow up to have any trouble? How would we say that? He'll have his troubles.
It'd be apt as not that he will have them if he's very spoiled as he's growing up.
Okay. Now, going back to the farm and so forth, what do you call the trenches cut by a plow?
They're furrows.
Did you ever have any experience with plowing
or
anything? On the farm particularly?
No, I always lived in a small town.
In a small town. Okay. When we raise a crop or have a crop, and if we have a good yield, you say we raised a big
crop, just a bumper crop.
All right. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what to that land?
Cleared the land.
The second cutting of when we're speaking about clover, and you might want to cut it the second time, or the second cutting of clover, what do you call the old dry dead grass that is left over on the ground in the spring? Any grass that's left over from your first cutting of clover.
Would be the second cutting, I guess you'd say.
All right. Now, what about wheat that's tied up? We say it's tied up
in
two
bundles.
The bundles or sheaves are piled up in two. Bundles
stacks.
Okay. Now, when we're thinking about wheat, as we've one or two other questions have been about wheat, you might say we raised 40 what of wheat to an acre?
Bushels.
Okay. Now, what have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it? What do we say we're doing to those oats?
Threshing the oats.
If you and another woman have got to do a job, when you told her about it, you would say, you and...
I'm going to do this.
If you're not speaking to him, just talking about him, you would say, the job is for...
both of us.
If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you say, who will be coming over?
She and I will be coming.
If you knock at the door and they say, who's there? They know your voice, and so you say,
it's I.
If we're sitting here expecting someone to knock at the door, you say, oh, it's only.
Ah, he's coming.